A man from Massachusetts has pled guilty to what a state prosecutor is calling one of the worst fishing game violations the state has seen this year. The man is convicted of leaving an entire bull moose to waste in the field and taking only the antlers. It started as a hunting trip by two buddies from Massachusetts, and it's ended in a total of 5 criminal charges, 2 minor offenses, and this declaration from an assistant district attorney.
It's a very serious fishing game violation, like I said before, one of the most serious that we've seen in recent history.
The charges involve the wanton waste of a bull moose along the lower Yukon River. The men were flown to the area by the hunting guide company Renfro's Alaskan Adventures. On Sunday, when Renfro's returned to pick up the men, the hunters were carrying moose antlers that did not match with the moose meat they'd harvested. Renfro's immediately contacted troopers. The troopers responded, and the next morning, the men appeared in a Bethel courtroom.
On record, this is the time set for arraignments. I'm going to quickly take roll to see who we have.
The first up was 42-year-old Matthew Kelly, who pled the same way to 4 criminal Class A misdemeanors, guilty. The first for killing a moose and for failing to salvage the meat.
Guilty.
The second for that moose being over the bag limit for non-resident hunters. Non-residents are only allowed to take 1 antlered bull moose in Game Unit 18, and Kelly had already taken a bull 3 days before. Kelly's third misdemeanor is for failing to fix a locking tag on the moose before leaving the kill site.
Guilty.
And the fourth misdemeanor is for the unlawful possession and transportation of big game meat. He also pled guilty to a minor offense of failing to validate his harvest ticket. His hunting partner, Michael DeGillis, received 2 charges. DeGillis pled guilty to a minor offense of failing to validate his harvest ticket. He pled not guilty to a criminal charge of the wanton waste of the moose killed by his hunting partner. Both men are being held in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center and will appear for sentencing on the convictions on Wednesday. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.